Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The Biden administration says it will allow up to 24,000 Venezuelans to enter the U.S. and stay for 2 years. But those who enter the country without authorization will be sent to Mexico. The U.S. also announced it will issue thousands more visas to seasonal workers. These H-2B visas are for people who work jobs for only a few months of every year. With us to discuss how these new immigration policies will be implemented is Andrew Seely. He's the president of the Migration Policy Institute. Hello, Andrew.
Deepa, good to be with you.
Andrew, two big new policies announced. Let's take them step by step. What did the Biden administration announce with regards to migration enforcement for Venezuelans?
So they are going to start returning Venezuelans who get to the border. Venezuelans cannot be deported back to Venezuela because there's no return agreement. And so all of them have been coming into the United States, but now they will be returned directly to Mexico, and Mexico has agreed to take them back
now,
when they're returned.
Why is this happening just to Venezuelans?
Because Venezuelans have become suddenly the largest number of people other than Mexicans who are reaching the border. There are about 155,000, maybe a little more than that in the last fiscal year. And so it has become the focus of policy, and the numbers keep growing month by month. And on top of that, they're coming through the Darien Gap, which is one of the most dangerous places in the world. Mm.
Yet at the same time, there was also an announcement of the 24,000 that I mentioned who will be able to actually apply for and enter the United States.
You know, what they're trying to do makes a lot of sense. We have to see if it works. What they're trying to do is create a legal pathway and say, look, if you want to come to the United States, here's the way you do it legally. We will allow people to come in and hope that that works. Both there, you know, it's a carrot and a stick. It, you know, with 160,000 Venezuelans that came in a year, 24,000 may be too little as a legal pathway, but there's some hope that both the enforcement side but the opening of a legal pathway will work to get control of the situation and direct people the legal way.
Yeah, and you know, Andrew, when I read over some of like what's required if you want to apply that legal way, it made me wonder which Venezuelans it will actually help, because it seems like it's skewed towards those perhaps, you know, the more wealthier Venezuelans who have relatives in the United States, because one of the requirements is that you have to have someone in the U.S. who will sponsor you or take financial responsibility for you. And I'm wondering if the folks who are arriving at the border now, it seems like a lot more working class Venezuelans, maybe who don't have someone in the United States, do you think many folks will even be able to fit the criteria to apply for this?
I think that's the big worry here, is that there may be a mismatch between who's eligible and who's really trying to come. There is a chance. What we've seen with Ukrainians and Afghans is a lot of average Americans have stepped up, and people living in this country, and Ukrainian Americans and Afghan Americans have stepped up to try and bring in people from abroad, or bring in of the Afghans who are evacuated, give them a chance to start in their communities. That could happen with Venezuelans. So if average people in the U.S., you know, nonprofit groups and, you know, veterans groups and others step up and start adopting Venezuelans, it really could be a game changer. But it also could just be the families that are here already.
And switching to the other big news on the immigration front, H-2B visas. 65,000 more are going to be offered to foreign workers this fiscal year, which we're already in. Is this a good thing?
This is a very good thing. I mean, look, there's lots of problems with the seasonal worker program, but in the end, it's the only program that we have that Mexicans and Central Americans can use to come legally to the United States for most people other than those who have professional degrees. We've had very few coming from Central America. They're doing a set aside of 20,000 for Central American Haiti, which is positive to try and create a legal pathway for people from there. It's still very small, but it's something. And most of the rest will probably be absorbed by people in Mexico. But look, at a time where record numbers of people are coming unauthorized across the border, this has at least a fighting chance of giving people a legal option to come for the first time. And with all the problems in the seasonal program, it's a lot better that people come legally with that program than that they come undocumented.
It does make me wonder, though, Andrew, because we saw, I think it was last fiscal year or the year before, when they increased the H-1Bs, there wasn't really the capacity inside of DHS to actually process these visas, and many of them didn't even get processed. What is DHS's capacity to all of a sudden process these extra 65,000 visas?
You know, I think that processing capacity is a challenge always, and especially right now. But they've made this one a priority, and the consulate in Mexico is really good at following up on this side, and they're getting better in Central America. So I think they have a chance of making this work. But I think the real question is, can average Mexicans and Central Americans who might be thinking of an unauthorized journey, of a dangerous journey on their own, will they find out about this in time and know where to apply and be able to get into the programs and maybe postpone a dangerous journey instead doing this?
Andrew Seely is the president of the Migration Policy Institute. Thanks for being here, Andrew.
Great to be with you, Deepa.